It's obvious Morocco saw something he didn't like and is bringing it to the attention of the referee here.
Up on the apron, I suppose.
Of course, how else is he going to get attention?
All right, Lockie.
Boom! Oh, with a right hand that sends Morocco down.
But he missed. Nonetheless, Morocco is...
Oh, wait. Wait a minute.
He's
what's going
be
on
sent
here?
Back.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's Dave Hebner again. What is he trying to do now? He's got the authorities out here. They're running Morocco out of the building.
Thank goodness for an impartial referee like that that can take matters into his own hands.
You know, it's getting pretty sickening when referees can totally control outcomes of matches, McMahon.
He didn't control the outcome. We simply want one-on-one. Is Roddy Wave bye-bye? But now, look at the strike fest continues. Unbelievable. Speed of hand on the part of Piper. He's all over Orton. Bulldog inbound.
Whoa, Cowboy Bob Orton's got a good move on the part of Cowboy Bob Orton. He's going for a little time here. He's using his head.
Backing off in cowardice-like fashion.
That's not coward fashion, McMahon. That's getting extra time. That's biding your time.
What's Piper doing now? I think he's gnawing on Orton. Probably doesn't like a taste in his mouth either. Orton whipped to the buckle upside down, down on his head. Well, Roddy Piper is in control.
You know, in a match like this, a hate match like this, you're not going to see a lot of wrestling.
Ooh, no. Being warned by the official, Piper had best not take those shenanigans too far. What an uppercut.
Referee's got to step in and do something about this. There's just too much rule breaking going on.
Big right hand. Face first to the canvas Cowboy Bob Orton. Piper really doing a number on Orton at the moment. And look at such a... Oh, a kneeler.
Whoa, Piper had so much momentum on that, he threw himself to the canvas.
Why didn't he cover it? Piper now covering Orton. We get one. We get two. No, kick out by Cowboy Bob Orton.
Nah, you're not going to beat Cowboy Bob Orton with a knee lift.
Orton on his feet. Piper trying to set him up. Whips him to the far side off the rope now.
Oh,
nice move on the part of Orton.
Orton definitely saved himself there, bought himself some time, has to get his head back in order again.
Jimmy Hart encouraging Cowboy Bob Orton, who now has the momentum, legs in the air, foot in the abdominal area. Orton trying to soften up Roddy Piper.
Well, I'll tell you, McMahon, it's not going to take too much more to soften up Roddy, because Roddy's head is already soft, in my opinion.
Tremendous matchup here, these two, of course. You never know it, but at one time they were the best of friends. Look at the cover and
almost three.
McMahon, let me get something straight with you right now. There is no friendship here when it comes to wrestling.
Almost a count of three. Listen to the chant of Roddy. The elbow miss on the part of Orton. Wait a minute. Jimmy Hart hooks Piper. Here comes Orton right hand. Hart almost bought the farm. Piper knocks Orton into Jimmy Hart. Look at that roll-up by Piper. What a moment of victory. Sensational victory. Roddy Piper. He was Rowdy Jesse before Rowdy was cool.
Well, I'll tell you something, McMahon. Piper is not out of the woods yet. Piper may have won the battle, but the war is far from over because there's still Morocco waiting in the wings and Adrian Adonis.
We'll be right back.
We are even training animals as espionage agents.
Oh, really?
At this moment, we have in the Kremlin a Russian-speaking pilot who is in constant radio communication with the Pentagon.
Fantastic.
And here is our class in karate and self-defense. If you will excuse me, I have an important conference to attend. Perla, you will show Marta to her room.
Please, follow me. Marta, allow me.
Thank you.
Follow me. My battery needs recharging.
Might be your head needs examining.
No, I had that examined last week. This is your mother's room. It has not been opened since the day she left here in 1916. You see, nothing has been touched.
It's a wild room. Hey, what an enormous bed.
The German army was very large in those days. To see you standing here in your mother's room brings back such happy memories.
Here. What's all this about an important conference, hmm?
Psst. A representative of Le Chiffre is coming. Tonight.
Who is Le Chiffre?
Nobody knows. Not even Le Chiffre.
Aha. What's the conference about then, hmm?
Le Chiffre is trying to raise money by selling his unique art collection.
Why does he need money?
He's a compulsive gambler, that's why. And he is using organization funds for his gambling.
You mean Smirsch?
Smirsch. If he does not pay off his debts, he will be liquidated.
Liquidated? Who by?
By them.
You mean
You're so like your mother, you're driving me mad.
Well, you haven't got far to go.
Come to me. Come to me, my little master. Come to me. Come!
That time you were back in your box, innit?
You must forgive me. I lose control of myself. I'm a mad fool. Mad.
You want an argument?
Remember, forget everything I tell you.
My lips are sealed.
Lips? Don't say that word.
Run along, son. The sheaf. It's the first John I've ever gone round with.
I've been looking for you. It is little Otto.
Who is he?
He was one of your mother's lovers. We often find him lying around.
Is he dead?
Hard to tell. He always looked like that. Come along, child. The auction is about to begin.
Auction?
Tonight we are selling one of the finest art collections in Europe.
Le Chiffre's collection.
Who?
Le Chiffre.
Who is Le Chiffre?
The man who owns the art collection.
What art collection?
The collection that's about to be auctioned.
Who said anything about an auction?
You did.
Who am I?
Frau Hofner.
Never heard of her. You're insane, my child. Quite insane.
I think she's right.
Gentlemen, you will please take your seats and the auction will commence.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I'm here tonight on behalf of my client Le Chiffre, of whom you will all have heard, to offer by auction his unique collection of art treasures.
Are there any specific bidding instructions?
Our instructions are that when we are sitting, we are bidding. When we are standing, we are not bidding.
We'll do our bidding sitting down. When we're standing up, we're not bidding.
We stand, we bid. We no stand, we no bid.
And the British representatives?
Well, I don't know, actually. It's all a bit of both, I suppose, really. Is that all right with you, chaps?
Very well, gentlemen. Now then. Gentlemen, this is an extraordinarily embarrassing item, one of the classic blackmail items of all time. What am I bid for this priceless picture?
£14.10.
300 rubles.
300 rubles.
$1,000.
$1,000.
2 million Chinese dollars.
2 million Chinese dollars. Look at this masterpiece, gentlemen. Surely we can do better than that.
Yeah, what about my fare?
Get out.
Here.
Stop here. Yes,
whatever you do, you must not let the chief raise the money.
Who are you?
I'm Carlton Towers of the FO.
FO?
The Foreign Office, dear.
Wait outside and keep the motor running.
Right, dear.
100,000 American dollars.
100,000 pounds.
A wagon load of vodka.
70 million tons of rice.
60 tons of caviar. 30 million trucks.
Page four. Hello. Hello. Get me the Pentagon.
Hey, Vanilla. Look, I'm afraid I shan't be able to get back for dinner. Huh? There's all the wars broken out.
You should not have done this thing. Now, I will have to kill you.
Oh. Oh,
what are you doing to me?
What? Shh.
Positive, negative, I never know which is which.
Give me those films.
Give them the films!
Ow!
Oh, look here!
Seems our friend T-Bird won't be joining us this evening on account of a slight case of death. Want to sit down? Well, well, well. Devil's Night is upon us again. So we throw a little party, start a bunch of fires, make a little profit.
I like the pretty lies.
Problem is, it's all been done before. You see what I'm saying?
There's no reason to quit.
Wrong. Best reason to quit. Only reason to quit. Man has an idea. The idea attracts others, like-minded. The idea expands. The idea becomes an institution. What was the idea? See, that's what's been bothering me, boys. And I tell you, when I used to think about the idea itself, it put a big old smile on my face.
You see, gentlemen, greed is for amateurs. Disorder, chaos, anarchy. Now that's fun.
What about Devil's Night?
What about it? I started the first fires in this goddamn city. For I knew it, every charlatan shitheel was imitating me. Do you know what they got now? Devil's Night greeting cards. Isn't that precious? The idea has become the institution, boys. Time to move along.
You don't want us to do light my fire time for the whole city.
No, I want you to set a fire so goddamn big the gods will notice us again. That's what I'm saying. I want all of you boys to be able to look me straight in the eye one more time and say, are we having fun or what? Hey, you! Huh? What's your name? Huh? Skank? You don't feel that?
I feel like a little worm on a big fucking hook.
I feel like a little worm on a big fucking hook. Well, boy, your mama must be damn proud of you. Hell, that thing get in here.
Gentlemen.
The kiss done, sitting down the mother stop, paper!
Seeking a cure for their own mortality. Their endless journey brought them to a small blue world in the farthest corner of the galaxy. Our world. Here they thought they had finally found what they had been searching for. My name is Dr. Daniel Paul Schraber. I am just a man. I help the strangers conduct their experiments. I have betrayed my own kind.
Thank you.
Who in the hell are you?
Ghost of Christmas Past. Why don't you dance with a man for a change?
What are you, some kind of smart ass?
You'll be out in a year and a half. I'll get cozy with your parole officer. You touch her again, I'll have you violated on a kiddie raper beef. You know what they do to kitty rapers in Quentin. You got someplace you can go? Go get yourself fixed up.
Merry Christmas, huh?
Merry Christmas, man.
Let's go, bud. I guess.
Thank you.
Yeah. Falk as Columbo.
Oh boy, is this great!
That you think it's gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away?
I still don't know what you mean. The weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge I can't understand.
Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years, stowing away the time? Have you had enough of
on the record when the drum beats go like this. Pump up the volume, pump up the volume, pump up the volume, dance.
Do-do-do, in-da-da-do-do, 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 in-da-da-do-do.